Justice Selwyn got on a boat and headed to Australia at the request of his church. Never been there before. Grew up privileged in England and went to a fine boarding school. And then got on a boat and headed for the wilds of New Zealand. Actually, New Zealand, not Australia. On the way, he decided maybe it would be a good idea to learn the Maori language, since I'm going to be there amongst lots of Maori people. So while he was on the boat, he studied and mastered the Maori language. The benefits of that good boarding school education. But instead of hoarding the privilege of his life, he was willing to use it and to spend it by heading to New Zealand. And when he got there, he became respected by the Maori and respected by the British, even though the British and the Maori were having a big old war. And he managed to minister to both sides and continually to witness to the need of both sides to respect each other's dignity. Probably a harder task with the British. But he did that. He was well respected as a church leader because of his ability to stand in the middle between two warring groups and minister to both sides. God only knows what would have happened if he hadn't been there. And the amazing thing to me about that is that, again, as I said, that he came from this privileged background and then offered it to the church and to the people of New Zealand. And there's something very powerful about that, something rather Christ-like about that. In the gospel that we heard today, it's Matthew, and Matthew's story of Jesus sending out his disciples, and the most amazing and startling thing about the text is that he sends them out to do exactly what he's been doing. It's the 10th chapter of Matthew, and Jesus has been going around proclaiming the nearness of the kingdom. He's been going around healing the sick and exorcising demons and proclaiming peace. And then he gets his disciples together, and he says, you go do that now too. And I think we always subtly in the back of our minds think, yeah, but they weren't as good at it as he was, which might be true. But the reality is that emotionally and psychologically, we want to put a space where Jesus did not intend a space. To be sent to do Jesus' work is to be sent to be Jesus for people. And that's very startling. And that's very disturbing. And that makes us all throw up the what? Who, me? What? No, wait, who, me? And yet that's the implication of this text. And it's a beautiful and fascinating text, right? Because on one level it establishes a kind of equality. You go out and you have something good to bring to people, and they will hopefully give you food and lodging. And so you go into town with something to give and something you need, and they're in town, and if they're open to it, they have something to give, hospitality and lodging, and something they need, the good news. So there is a way in which the setup, the way Jesus does it, completely rejects any hierarchy. I'm coming to you needing something and with something to give, and I'm counting on you to need something and have something to give. So it's a marvelous sort of connection that Jesus is proposing, that you go into town not to lord it over people, but to meet with them at their space, at their level. As the clinical pastoral education world says, you go meet people where they are. Selwyn did that. Jesus sends his disciples out to do that. But he's also very clear that in truth, this is a radical action. It is a radical act to meet people where they are. So many people in our world today want to respond to people out of their own fears. They want to respond to people out of their own prejudices. They want to make policy based on their prejudgments about who people are and what they're doing. And we have very little patience for actually doing what George Augustus Selwyn did. We have very little patience for being sent out by Jesus to be Jesus and do the radical thing that he did. And let's be clear about it. The radical thing he did was become human. The radical thing he did was become human and take on our flesh so thoroughly that he even dies, just like we do. That is the most ancient understanding of the cross in Christian tradition. He died. See, he really was human. He died, just like we do. Talk about meeting us where we are. That's the challenge. That's the challenge in his commissioning in Matthew of his disciples. That's the challenge that George Augustus Selwyn lived into. I'm going to go because God has so blessed me, school at Eton and all these other wonderful things, because God has so blessed me, I'm going to go meet those people in New Zealand where they are. And that is the most radical act, I think, especially in our own day. Let's meet people where they really are. Because that's how we be Jesus for the world.